Proverbs Every Day, episode 301. Proverbs 26 today. Let me pray for you and then we'll go ahead and do the thing. God, we thank you for the breath in our lungs, that you keep us safe, healthy. I do pray today for those that are recovering their health or in need of that, especially for my niece. So you keep her comforted and recovered. Restore, let her body be restored in Jesus' name. Father, we do ask today that you would grant us your wisdom, your calmness, your peace as we go throughout the challenges that come. Father, we love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It's about that time. Proverbs 26, New Living Translation. Honor is no more associated with fools than snow with summer or rain with harvest. I'll read that again. That was awkward. Honor is no more associated with fools than snow with summer or rain with harvest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Verse 2, like a fluttering sparrow or darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. An undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. Okay. Guide a horse with a whip, a donkey with a bridle, and a fool with a rod to his back. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools, or you'll become as foolish as they are. That's a good translation of that one. Some other translations have it a little confusing, but I actually like that one. That's really good. Don't do it. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools. Or become a fool yourself. You become as foolish as they are. It really is one of those things where just it's. I was talking about this the other night. It really sometimes is best just when somebody's just being acting a fool and being all threatening or whatever it looks like, to just look at them in silence and just not even say a word. Just look at them. Let them. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go into verse 5 here, because it's a very similar. Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools, or they will become wise in their own estimation. So that is the part where this gets a little confusing. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools. Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools. All right, I take back what I said about this being a good translation. there's other translations that basically just make this into, be sure to discredit the foolish arguments of fools, where they'll become wise in their own estimation. And so it's such a weird conflict of what we should do, but the honest truth is, answering and counterpointing, you know, that sort of thing, or just, you know, repeating wisdom a lot of times is necessary. But the reason I don't like this translation is it's not consistent. Other translations have actually pointed this out differently, but the wording is the wording, right? It's hard to get around the original manuscripts and that sort of thing and translate it in a way that wouldn't be interpretive at this point. And so there's nuances that we're not getting that are hard to put into the English, I'm sure. And I'm not an expert enough to know what those actually are. And that's why I think I've mentioned this, that I rely on some of the techniques that I learned in college with literary and historical criticism, that sort of thing, and looking at context and patterns and things like that to see when there's something that stands out. This would be one of those things where we just have to examine this and say, what else could this mean contextually? What is this trying to get at? What other things could it be? And look at other translations, that sort of thing. I'm a little pressed for time today, so I'm not going to be doing too much of that. I would encourage you to do that. Amplified and some of the other translations are good to look at that. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's just like not allowing the foolish words to enter your heart, that sort of thing, not to be let it be validated, that sort of thing. But yeah, it's a very difficult nuance. Along with this one, verse 6, trusting a fool to convey a message is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. I've been talking a little bit about John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. And this is along those kind of lines, you know, just not really being willing to listen enough to determine if they're actually even in the right room, much less anything else. They're just speaking. It's blah, 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 blah. It's noise. Trusting that to actually deliver a message would be foolish in and of itself. In other words, a proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg. Honoring a fool is as foolish as tying a stone to a slingshot. Tying a stone to a slingshot. All right. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is like a thorny branch brandished by a drunk. I like this one. That's just too good. An employer who hires a fool or bystander is like an archer who shoots at random. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. And this is a very common saying, but in context here, now you can see it a little differently, can't you? But there's a... We become what we tolerate. Or you could say, once again, we don't rise to our level of, you know, we don't rise to the occasion. We only rise to our level of preparedness. The other way I've heard it said is that practice doesn't make permanent. Repetition makes permanent. Or more along the lines of practice doesn't make perfect. It makes permanent. Is another thing I've heard said, but basically what we're getting at is that if you repeat the same things over and over again, you won't really learn. And so that's like a dog returning to its vomit, is just repeating that foolishness over and over again. And so we need to not be that. We need to stop, collaborate, and listen, if you will. I just dated myself, didn't I? That's all right. It's all right. There's more hope for fools than for people who think they are wise. A lazy person claims there's a lion in the road. Yes, I'm sure there's a lion out there. If the song's not in your head yet, it will be in a few minutes. if you know, you know. And soon you will. I will be playing it. Absolutely. It's like a requirement now. just that concept of making excuses and just like, there's a lion out there. I can't go outside. Yes, I'm sure of it. You know, it's just like, no, there's not. There's no lion out there. That's crazy talk. But yeah, that's a fool. As the door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in bed. So now we're on from the fools to the lazy persons. Lazy people take food in their hand, but don't even lift it to their mouth. Lazy people consider themselves smarter than seven wise counselors. And again, it's not just about the excuses at that point. It is really just they do everything they can to justify themselves. And I'm sure we've all seen this at some point. I'm sure we've all seen these kind of behaviors where people are, yeah, just, they're, it's not just the justified. They'll actually try and convince others as well. That there's no, no, poor man just can't get ahead. You know, it's a system. It's rigged. You know, we hear these kind of things all the time, and they think they're smarter. And so they just lie down basically and just do nothing. Cause they think that's the better path than trying things and taking risks. Interfering in someone else's argument is as foolish as yanking a dog's ears. Just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, "I was only joking." Yeah, this notion that an apology somehow cures what's been done. The world doesn't work like that. Now, a genuine apology and not just an apology, but just a repentance, that's different. But this is not what this is talking about. This is, you know, their intentions were clear and their character was clear. And then they go and say, "I was only joking," like they'll get away with it. "Oh, no, no, I wasn't serious about that. That wasn't what I meant." Yeah, it was. God knows better. And most of the time we do too. So talking about quarrels now. Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. There's that gossip again. A quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as hot embers light charcoal or fire lights wood. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink into one's heart. So we've seen that gossip goes into the stomach, it goes in deep. And so now we're seeing that the rumors are very similar, that they sink in, they get deep in there. And it's hard to get them out. But into one's heart, I think, is very appropriate as far as rumors go. I'm dealing with some of this now, actually. There's some things that are going around, and it's causing division. And unfortunately, it's one of those things where once you hear it, you can't unhear it. And it really stinks. I don't like it. Yeah. So let's just leave it at that. Not even worth more thought in my mind. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart, Smooth. Hebrew reads burning. Burning words, smooth words. That was kind of an interesting difference. We'll go with this one. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart, just as a pretty glaze covers a clay pot. I wonder if that's the one that was translated as dross, like the fake silver. I think it might be. But in any case, it's, you know, trying to make it not look like a clay pot. It's trying to make it look like a silver pot, even though it's not. So I think that the translation might be better for what it is, but the, don't miss the point that sometimes that flowery speech, it's one of those where it's like, there's certain things that I'm really just not naturally good at, like sales, for example. And a lot of people that I encounter are really much better at it. And I have been talked into a lot of things this year, and a lot of money has left. And the amount of value that I've gotten back, I don't think was really the value that I needed. Actually, it's happened a lot in the last 2 years, and I just really am kicking myself. But it is one of those things where it's like, I need to be more cautious about that kind of thing. And, you know, not just live in that moment, but to test the words, because they might just be a worthless clay pot that is covered in what looks like silver to make it look like a silver pot. That may be exactly what's going on, or yeah, exactly what's going on. Like what is going on, for crying out loud. All right. People may cover their hatred with pleasant words, but they're deceiving you. They pretend to be kind, but don't believe them. Their hearts are full of many evils, or seven evils. While their hatred may be concealed by trickery, their wrongdoing will be exposed in public. So this is actually a pretty big key here. So it's you can kind of tell when someone is, if the pleasant words just don't, if somebody's being nice to you and the hairs in the back of your head are standing up, that sort of thing, that's kind of the indication that, you know, they're pretending to be kind, but their heart is full of many evils. Now this part here, while their hatred may be concealed by trickery, their wrongdoing will be exposed in public or revealed. And I've got to share with you that I think there was a prophetic word shared with me last night two nights ago, but whatever, recently. And that is that sometimes we have situations where there is a, people that are in our presence and our churches that suddenly turn and do things that are just unthinkable. Like, you know, suddenly getting a bunch of people to leave at the same time and manipulating situations or speaking lies or just speaking half-truths or just trying to basically build themselves up by tearing others down or just any number of things like that. And the word was sifting. This is, and that's what this basically is right here. So we're saying that the hatred may be concealed by trickery. The wrongdoing will be exposed in public. In other words, you know, they think they're being hidden with these things, but ultimately, you know, they're the ones that'll be exposed as wrong. And when that happens, that's making room for the pure. It's making room for those that are actually listening and doing the will of God. And so, is it frustrating? Yes. Is it painful? Very much so. But sometimes we have to go through that to sift out those that basically don't belong. And it's never easy. but it's very often necessary. It's just unfortunate. If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. You'll roll a boulder down on others. It'll crush you instead. A lying tongue hates its victims, and flattering words cause ruin. Another favorite. I just like the way this one's laid out. We talk about fools first, and then we talk about lazy people, and then we talk about haters. Fools, slackers, and haters. You know what that means. It's about time for a song. We gotta ska this up. Plan on seeing you tomorrow. Once again, let's see, what is tomorrow? Sunday. So yeah, it'll be a church day for me. So always a good time. Actually, it'll be good to be back in my church on Sunday and playing that. So it's very, very good for me. It's been a few weeks of stuff. So I think I'm ready for just being in a familiar kind of situation and actually being able to play music. And it calms my spirit. It actually, it seems like a stressful thing to be up on stage and playing in front of people. And at times it is, but most of the time for me, it is kind of a release, I guess you could say, or just like a calming thing. It's good to be able to use your talents to glorify God. And so that actually, whenever I can do that in whatever ways, it does have that calming effect for me and actually makes me feel more connected. So I look forward to it. So yeah, in any case, that's what's coming up, but continue honored, be blessed by the best, and go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Proverbs 26, eh? This will be a fun one. Fools, slackers, gossips, and haters, I pity the fool. A rod for the back of a fool. Character revealed as the rule. A dog returns to its vomited meal. A fool shies away from what is real. In shadows cast by ignorance sway, lessons ignored lead fools astray. The foolish shout, this is my truth. Their folly exposed, devoid of proof. A secret face hides a wicked play. Behind laughter hides dark and fray. A lying tongue brings only shame. Laziness is a poor man's game. Hatred may be concealed, but foolishness will be. I can't go out there. There's a lion in the streets. The slacker says a lion's near. Beware. Stuck in his bed, unaware. Don't meddle in a quarrel, not your own. Like grabbing a dog's ear. Leave it alone. The foolish shout, this is my truth. Their folly exposed, devoid of proof. A secret face hides a wicked play. Behind laughter hides dark and fray. A lying tongue brings only shame. Laziness is a poor man's game. Hatred may be concealed, but foolishness will be revealed. Unpack the secrets, find what's real. Words may wound like sharpened blades. Deceived by laughter, trust slowly fades. In circles of yes, sincerity's blurred. Unmask the jokers, let truth be heard. The foolish shout, this is my truth. Their folly exposed, devoid of proof. A secret face hides a wicked play. Behind laughter hides dark and fray. A lying tongue brings only shame. Laziness is a poor man's game. Hatred may be concealed, but foolishness will be. Without wood, the fire erases. Without gossip, conflicts, traces. In silence, grace, peace embraces. Wisdom whispers through life.
the foolish shout. This is my truth, their folly exposed, devoid of proof. A secret face hides a wicked play, behind laughter hides dark and fray. A lying tongue brings only shame, laziness is a poor man's game. Hatred may be concealed, but foolishness will be revealed. Twist and turn, intentions hidden, hard to discern. Though hatred's masked by cunning guile, its darkness shown after a while. The foolish shout, this is my truth, their folly exposed, devoid of proof. A secret face hides a wicked play, behind laughter hides dark and fray. A lying tongue brings only shame, laziness is a poor man's game. Hatred may be concealed, but foolishness will be revealed. Laziness may be concealed, but foolishness will be revealed. Gossiping may be concealed, but foolishness will be revealed. Hatred may be concealed, but foolishness will be revealed.